Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Cameron from Everett is. Cameron, are you there?
Heck yeah.
Were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
Heck no.
Heck yeah. Well, hopefully that doesn't make a difference.
That's fine. It's good. That means that we're both playing on an even playing ground.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
No home field advantage.
For those playing at home, Cameron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Queen had the hit song titled We Are the What?
Champion.
Correct. What is the most popular lucky number?
13.
No.
3?
No.
7.
Correct. What is often the name of the final course in the all Mario Kart video games?
What? Repeat that?
What is often the name of the final course in all Mario Kart video games?
Party.
No.
Pass.
Aside from Thanksgiving, what day in America is the largest day for food consumption?
Christmas?
No.
4th of July?
No.
New Year's?
No. What is the name of the first man-made satellite to orbit the Earth?
Sputnik.
Correct. Including the upcoming Grammy Awards, how many consecutive times has Trevor Noah hosted?
2, 3, 4.
No. The 2 zodiac signs in January are Capricorn and what?
Sagittarius?
No.
Leo?
No.
Cancer.
No. How many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
2?
No.
3?
No.
4?
Yes, but it's too late. Cameron, you got 3 correct.
I would recommend the cheat sheet.
Yeah, that kind of helped you a little bit for sure.
Mario?
Did I say Mario?
Your inner Italian is showing, Sarah.
Wow. You know what? Uh-oh. I got 2%, so Steve will know what I'm talking about if I say it like that.
Are you a paisan?
Yes. Steve, are you ready? I was like, what's yes in Italian? I don't know.
Oh, yeah!
Queen had the hit song titled We Are the What?
Champions.
You know it. What is the most popular lucky number?
13.
No.
7.
Yes. What is often the name of the final course in all Mario Kart video games?
Oh my God.
Did I do it?
All Mario Kart. What was the question?
What is often the name of the final course in all Mario Kart video games?
The final Mario?
No.
The finish run?
No.
Oh my God.
The ending?
No. Aside from Thanksgiving, what day in America is the largest day for food consumption?
Ooh, Christmas.
No.
Valentine's Day.
No.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes. What is the name of the first man-made satellite to orbit the Earth?
Isn't that Sputnik?
It is. Including the upcoming Grammy Awards, how many consecutive times has Trevor Noah hosted?
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
Yes.
5 times?
Yeah. The 2 zodiac signs in January are Capricorn and what?
Sagittarius.
No.
Pisces.
No.
Virgo.
No. Steve, it wasn't great. You did get 5 correct, though, which is a win, 5-3. Sorry, Cameron.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good one.
Well, you can tell everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Are you the best?
Go ahead and tell
the man?
Well, between the two of us.
I'm the man.
Yes.
The bar is very low today.
I guess so.
Smidge.
If you were listening to the cheat sheet, Taryn, what is often the name of the final course in all Mario Kart video games?
Rainbow Road?
Yes.
Sorry. I never got that far.
That's so sad.
It's because she didn't say Mario. Right. It's
just, yeah.
I love how you said that. Mario.
Mario.
I was trying. The two zodiac signs in January are Capricorn and
Aquarius.
Yes, we're in it right now. And one you didn't get to, how many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
I say four.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Good job, Steve.
Congrats on beating Cameron.
The Grammys are coming up this Sunday, and this reminds us that there are some incredible and iconic rock bands that have never won a Grammy.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you hear about some of these bands. It's like, what the F?
An abomination, Steve. And as I understand, you would like to put us to the test?
Yes, put you to the test and even Ryan Castle.
Ryan Castle?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to find out which bands these are after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show.
This Sunday, you can catch the Grammys. It will be airing on CBS. And the website mentalfloss.com has put together a list of artists that shockingly
yes.
have never, ever won a Grammy. Some, for instance, we have some audio.
Sorry. I went with the worst Beach Boys song of all time.
Beach Boys song.
Yes.
Not even for like Pet Sounds. Nope.
No. I was thinking, my first thought was like, wouldn't it be nice, Ryan Castle, good to see you, you're our music authority.
Thank you.
But I was like, no, we got to go with the one that features John Stamos.
Oh, yes. No Grammy for the Beach Boys.
Shocking that this never won a Grammy.
No Grammy for Bob Marley.
Wow.
Diana Ross or the Brothers Jonas, the Jonas Brothers.
Well, that one makes sense.
Does it?
But what about the rock bands that have never won a Grammy?
There are a few. Like, for example, like Queen. Never won a Grammy.
That's surprising to me.
Kiss. Okay, no, that doesn't surprise.
Everyone in an authority position, whether it be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the Grammys or the awards people, no one is ever going to give Kiss an award. I don't know if it's fair. I'm just saying that's just the way the world is.
Longest tongue. Yeah. That's all.
Maybe they put out a new record. You never know. Okay, maybe not.
not even Psycho Circus.
Not even
Get
Psycho
out.
Circus. And then your band, Rush, never won a Grammy.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then... I mean, I'd take Kiss.
Yeah, how many Juno Awards did they win, though?
A lot.
Yes.
Oh, they might as well just change the Juno Awards to the Rush Awards. All right, I want to put you all to the test.
Okay.
Now, I found a few. There's three artists that I really did blow my mind that they never won a Grammy, and they shockingly never won one. So I've taken one of their hit songs. I've run it through the app that will isolate each track. So we'll go track by track and see if you can name the song before we get to the hook of the song with the chorus and all the vocals. So we'll go like bass to drums to guitar and so on and so forth. In the past, we've had Taryn take on Danny and Sarah, and Danny and Sarah just have failed miserably.
No.
Even at Sarah's ripe old age of 42, I'm surprised she doesn't know a lot of these songs.
Right. So I figured let's bring in somebody.
She just keeps getting older.
Yeah, second. So fast.
It's like Benjamin Button.
I mean, you were there when the Beach Boys first put out their first hit song, right?
Yeah, she had Pet Sounds on vinyl.
Oh, no.
So I figured who better to take you on than Ryan Castle, who I feel knows just as much, if not more.
Don't build me up. To be fair, I was good at this when we were off the air a couple of weeks ago when you first showed me it. Now that I'm on the spot, I'm probably going to be terrible.
The pressure's on. So, you know, we'll team it up. We'll have you and Danny versus Ryan and Sarah.
Oh, thanks.
Yay!
I love a
Do I moment. Get a handicap?
Something. All right, we're going to start with the first one, and we'll start with one of the instruments and kind of work our way around.
And we just shout it out if we know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a band that has never won a Grammy. This one blew my mind. Oh, wait, hold on.
Whoa. Was that it?
Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, my God.
That's right. We're winning.
I feel like we put an asterisk next to that one.
Pulled up the wrong track.
Soljan's good at this.
Giant, colossal.
I mean, to
idiot.
Be fair, Castle, that was pretty amazing.
I did get it one
because
note.
It was like.
Yeah. Here, let's just pretend that never happened.
Okay. Could be any song.
Yeah.
It's the song we just heard.
Oh, there it is.
Guns
N'
Roses.
Welcome to the
Jungle. Yeah. Okay. I just need a duck.
Sarah,
just need a duck
so
to come
good.
In there, and then I have it. really, unless it's like a really, really unique drum part. I mean, they can be interchangeable between so many different songs.
So true, so true. I'm just shocked that they never won a Grammy for that record.
Yeah, that's true. Was such a massive one.
Yeah, all right, sure they're crying all the way to the bank.
Text Duff, see how he's doing about this.
It's probably fine.
All right, this one I promise has been done right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Again, starting with drums.
Jimi Hendrix.
Bam.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, Joe.
That is a tasty bass line right there.
Ooh. Everyone in that band was good.
I've been watching way too many videos about Mitch Mitchell, the drummer, recently. He is so good. All right, so Taryn.
All right.
You could win it with this one. I don't know what you win,
no
but
pressure.
You could win it. Okay, this one I think might be the hardest. Or maybe not. I feel like Ryan's going to get this one.
Oh.
Journey!
Oh! Oh, there it is.
Is that it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Nice work.
You played the drum.
I know. It was in my... I was playing it through in my head, like, just trying... Like, I was trying to get there.
Yeah.
Don't stop believing in yourself, Ryan.
I can feel it. I just couldn't get there. Nice work, Taryn.
Woo! I think, for sure he's going to get this. Ryan has played this drum beat more times than I can remember with the new originals.
Yeah.
Today's not your day, Ryan.
And it's dumb, too.
Better luck next time.
I ain't gonna lie. Actually, I'm not surprised they've never won a Grammy. I've never been a big Journey fan.
Get out!
Okay, I'll see you guys.
I'm not sure if you guys have heard this yet. Bring Me the Horizon has released a cover of Oasis, Wonderwall.
I am told it is brilliant.
Let's just say...
If you ask their fans, they think it's the greatest thing ever put out.
Cool.
But there's a lot of people that are not very pleased about this cover, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Apparently, the world really needed this. Bring Me the Horizon covered Oasis Wonderwall as a Spotify singles exclusive, and this is what it sounds like.
Baby, you're gonna be the one that saves me.
You guys didn't tell me it was going to be better than the original.
Oh
my God.
Oh my gosh,
dude.
Danny.
You know what's funny is Danny's not alone. So many Bring Me the Horizon.
Bring Me the Horizon.
Fans are like, this is the greatest thing ever. They made the song better.
Yeah, they really
Honestly,
did.
I agree with Danny.
Yes, really good.
I think
good.
It's better too.
The original is actually really terrible.
How do we work with these two?
What is happening?
How do we work with these two?
What is happening?
This did not need to be covered. And that is not a... What are you guys talking about? This is good?
Yeah.
Have you heard the original?
Yeah, the original is like so bad.
I lived the original, lady.
And you like it?
Love it.
Yes.
You're my wonderwall.
It's a love song.
Gosh.
Song.
Yeah.
So good.
Sarah's going to jump in the circle pit.
These young kids don't understand what good music is.
Many people, just like Steve Miggs and myself, are not a fan of this cover. So where are we going to go, Steve? Straight to the comments.
Yep, we've had a few of the comments about this song, and we sent them to Jason, our production director, and said, hey, reenact them however you want, and feel free to help us illustrate how crazy people get over stupid things on social media. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm not a fan of it. It's not gonna make me get so mad that I need to go on social media and spend some time in my day crapping all over it.
I didn't do that either yesterday.
Are you sure?
Didn't do it.
Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
I was already having a sh day, and this made it shittier.
Okay. I mean,
I feel like little things probably make your day pretty crappy there, sir.
Are you ready for another comment about the Bring Me the Horizon cover of Oasis's Wonderwall?
Yes.
Finally, something that the Gallagher brothers can see eye to eye on, that this version sucks.
Did you see, though, that Liam commented?
Yes.
That he effing loves it?
Yeah! He thought it's fantastic, and he was even, like, replying to people who were crapping on it, being like, no, man, I actually do like it. Like, he's like, I want to get a skateboard and go outside and skateboard to it.
Yeah!
He said, I effing love it. This is Liam Gallagher, who's usually a pretty cranky guy. I'm curious now what Noel thinks of it. Noel's, I think, even a little crankier. He says, one fan said, Liam's going to be so pissed off over this. And Liam actually responded and said, I'm not. It's absolutely incredible. Made my day. I'm out on my skateboard. F y'all.
Had to throw in the F for sure.
So, I mean, maybe we're wrong.
Yeah.
Be the first time ever.
Yeah, I don't know what it feels like to be wrong. Mm-hmm. This is weird. All right, one more comment.
I condone Liam or Noel stabbing each member of this band for doing this.
Well, maybe Noel. Noel might still stab somebody, but apparently Liam is a fan of that. Which, you know what, at the end of the day, if I'm this band, and then you find out, because I'd be nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, then you find out that the person who you covered likes it. That's pretty cool.
It's like being blessed by the Pope.
I remember my band one time covered an artist. I won't dime the person, but we covered this artist who was local, and we did a really cool, like, noisy version of this, like, really, like, kind of acoustic, chill song of theirs. And they got their permission, got even the lyrics, because we couldn't understand some of the words, and they sent it, and I think they were probably curious and excited to hear what the cover was like, and apparently he did not like it whatsoever.
What did you do that was wrong, Steve?
Well, we made, like, a really heartfelt, quiet song into, like, a very noisy, like, you know, indie rock, pop, not pop, but, like, kind of punky, noisy version of it, and he was just not feeling it.
Oh, too bad.
Which made me enjoy doing the cover more, because I'm like, well, if he's not going to love it, at least he hates it. Like, yeah. I don't want him to be like, whatever. Like,
big feelings.
Yeah, at least have some kind of a feeling about it.
A woman bit into a wrap that had a knife in it, and she has made it clear that she's not planning on suing, and for a very good reason. We're going to tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
A lot of you are waking up and getting going with your day, and trying to sort through everything happening in pop culture can be a big task. But we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A woman from New Zealand shared this video of her wrap that she had bought at a sandwich place, and inside that wrap was a knife. This is her talking about it.
I was just eating my chicken wrap, and I bit into this little orange bit. I'm like, that's a really hard carrot. Look what they left in my wrap. Thank goodness I ate from this side and not from that side. But that's pretty funny.
Yeah, she bit the handle side.
Thank goodness.
At first, when I saw the story, I thought, oh, well, the store owner's trying to, like, maybe, like, smuggle a knife into, like, jail. Like, I've watched way too many, like, prison shows, like, escape shows. You know, they put, like, a knife in a cake, and they're like, oh, I'll put a knife in a wrap, and I'm bringing this wrap for my brother. Turns out, it's just, like, a sweet old lady who didn't realize that she accidentally wrapped the knife inside of this sandwich wrap.
Well, as you know, we're living in a very sue-happy world, so yes. A lot of people are saying that she should sue this cafe, but this is her response to that.
A lot of you are saying I should sue. This isn't America, this is New Zealand, and I'm not quite too sure if that's something that I can do. It's funny. It was a shock, a big surprise, and it made my day. And I didn't want to get the sweet old lady fired.
What is wrong with her?
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
And we sue people. That's what we do here.
At the drop of a dime, Steve.
That is so funny. She's shockingly just took it as a goof and just kind of moved on with her
life.
Oopsie-daisy. Have you ever bitten into something? At a restaurant?
I don't.
I put the at a restaurant part.
That wasn't that I can think of that wasn't supposed to be there.
One of the weirdest things. It wasn't anything bad. I didn't end up doing a lawsuit because no lawyer would take my case. But I went to a fast food place, got a burger with cheese. This is like forever ago. But I was living here in Seattle. I remember it was like downtown Seattle. I was like so hungry and I was so fired up to eat this burger. And I took a bite and it was like, what is in the middle of this? Like, what is in the way? they never unpeeled the cheese wrapper. Like, you know how they, like the individually sliced cheeses?
Yes.
That was still in the burger.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I'll never forget going in person. And this is a person that zero F's given kind of person that worked at this place. I'm like, it's still in the wrapper, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, just take it out of the wrapper, put it back on the burger. I'm like, no, I want a whole new burger. Like, I'm not mad. I'm not wanting my money back. I just want a whole new burger with the cheese melted on the burger like it was supposed to be done.
Just fix it.
That was the weirdest sensation all time. All right, let's talk about Netflix. They've decided to reboot another popular television show. And to be honest with you, when I saw this, I was like, does the world need this? But Little House on a Prairie. Do you remember that show?
I do. I used to watch it in syndication when I was little.
Remember when she lost her vision?
Oh, my God. It's
the worst. And then the fire. All right, maybe I am excited about this reboot. It was a show from like 74 to 1983, and I'm like, nobody cares about this. But here's the crazy part. Apparently, Netflix did their research, which makes sense. Why would you spend some money to reboot something if nobody cared? Apparently, it's been on Peacock, and it had 13 billion minutes streamed in 2024 alone.
Oh, my gosh.
I like how you also asked Taryn, the girl who lives on a farm in Stanwood, if she was excited for the Little House on the Prairie.
You know what? I read all the books growing up. I'm sure that was foreshadowing.
To be honest with you, my entire life, because I didn't, shockingly, did not live on a farm. I thought that's just how everybody on a farm lived. Like, at the end of the day, you all got together and somebody pulled out their violin or their fiddle and we all just danced and sang along. Is that what you did at your house?
I mean, that's what we do at our house now with Brad and the guitar.
You know what? That is actually what you guys do.
God.
Wasn't there a character named Bear? Do you have a guy named Bear in your life?
I mean, there's Barrett.
My gosh. Checking out. All right, well, I guess we're all excited about Little House on the Prairie, the reboot. No.
There are some wild rumors circulating right now about an affair between Jennifer Aniston and Barack Obama.
What?
As well as speculation about the Obamas divorcing, but apparently these rumors have already been dismissed as being completely false.
Yeah, we actually have Obama wanted to say something about this.
That's just how white folks will do you.
Yes, that makes sense.
Jennifer Aniston even addressed this on Jimmy Kimmel Live back in October, saying this was completely untrue. So, yeah, I mean, tabloids just, they love a little
bit. Obama also addressed it on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Man, I'm not going to any more of these bull porno parties.
And then they asked him, well, why did you have this affair?
I made bad choices. I got high.
Now, there you have it. That's obviously the truth.
Imagine that, though, if it was true. Like, that's...
That is so high level.
I was about to say, like, I mean, look, not affairs are bad, but if there's somebody that you're going to hook up with, you hooked up with a former president.
Wow.
But on the flip side, also, he could be like, I hooked up with Jennifer Aniston. Have you seen, you know, was it the Terrible Boss?
Horrible Bosses. Oh, my God. She's insane.
Yes, she is. So great. How much would you pay to have a good night's sleep?
However much it costs for us to get that CPAP that Brad wears now. Most of the time. That's how much I was willing to pay.
This is going viral because apparently there's a thing called sleep retreats, which really is basically when my wife and my kid are not in the house. I go on a little bit of a sleep retreat. I get right on the couch, take that power nap until they finally get home. They're going to offer sleep-friendly environments, a luxurious location, and even target specific sleep disorders. So maybe Brad should go to this.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how much they're going to charge, but I'd imagine it's a pretty penny.
I mean...
When you use the word luxurious location, I feel like you're going to be charging an arm and a leg.
Luxurious sleep sounds amazing to me. I would go.
Yeah?
I think I would go.
And just leave Brad behind?
Yes! Get out!
Yeah, I mean, he left you behind. He's in Mexico right now having a great time.
Do you know how well I slept last night, Steve, in my bed all by myself? Really good. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a current record of 30 wins, 20 losses, and 4 ties thus far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.